bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the third hour of the program. It's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going right into your phone calls. That's what the purpose of this show is, to allow you to call in about anything. Coming up, if we get a chance, Gard, I do want to have you talk about some conversations you've been having with one lady about various different issues. But first, we go to your calls where Xander is on the line in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Xander.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Xander, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about... I saw this documentary. It was actually pretty interesting, called Street Fight, and it was about the Newark mayor running for whatever. But the most interesting about the movie is, and not that this is a surprise, but the cops have absolutely no clue what people's rights are, and just over and over, like, you can't have your camera here, I'm gonna smash your camera, and they're like, no, but this is a public space. You can't. We're just filming so-and-so's campaign, and the cop would just would be following the incumbent mayor and, you know, smash a kind of camera, just totally manhandle whatever. Just the cops have no idea what people's rights are. It's crazy.
And little concern, too.
Well, did you see the video? I don't know where it was from. I forget at this point. Of the one cop saying, like, it ain't America no more, son, or something like that. Basically just saying, screw you and your rights.
Wow.
I mean, right on camera. It was amazing.
That's why it's always good to have two cameras on hand, because if they go after one, you get the other one.
Well, that's exactly what happened with our guest over the weekend, Carlos Galindo.
Yeah.
He was in a situation where the cops took one camera but didn't realize the other one was running. So.
Awesome.
So,
yeah, that's what actually reminded me of seeing the movie, actually.
So what else do you want to share with us?
What I wanted to say was, I mean, if someone wants to run with this idea, go for it. But, you know, I always wondered, like, if someone could quiz the cops on, you know, said situation, do they have the right this or the right to do this or that? The question is, making them take said quiz would be pretty hard. Like, I don't know if you'd have to do, like, in a... like ambush documentary. Oh, could I ask you a few questions? If this, someone did this, you know, would
you
they have the right to film you on a public street or something like that? Or
you could try it. If,
you know
you could try it different ways. I mean, it all depends on how known you are, how friendly you are. You could approach a police officer and when they're not in the midst of doing something, as far as an arrest, for instance, on the street as a contact thing, say, hey, excuse me, officer, I have some questions for you. I just have a few questions for you. Do you mind? And then, you know, if they feel like going for it, then you throw your questions out there, and you don't want to appear confrontational when you're doing it. Just like, you know, just some questions I have. You could try that, or you could try setting it up in advance. We're going to be doing a meeting with the police chief here in Keene, New Hampshire, eventually, that is going to be set up in advance. People will be able to come to it, and there will be cameras there, and he's expecting that. So he'll be ready. But obviously he's the police chief, so that's a little bit of a different story. I think that what you're saying is would be a fine instance of activism, but rather than suggesting someone else take your idea, maybe you should do it yourself.
Yeah, I could try it. I'm in Illinois. It's crazy over here. So,
are you coming to New Hampshire?
I thought of it. I'm playing around with the idea. It's a lot of the problem is trying to even see where I could, you know, transfer jobs, all sorts of stuff like that. So, but yeah, I mean,
it's not easy moving across the country. That's for sure. But it's doable.
Not.
And I, for one, I don't know how anyone can live in Illinois. But best of luck to you if you continue sticking it out. And
yeah, actually, just recently, my friend was pulled over by a cop and wasn't told why. Him and his friends were told to sit on the curb, and I said, am I being arrested? And, you know, they asked for a license and registration. And later, cops came. They searched the car, didn't find anything. I actually put on the ticket that they did not search the car. And then, on top of that, you know, they impound the car for having, like, the light off on the... license or the back license plate or whatever. It's just crazy.
That's crazy.
He had to pay $180 to get the car back and all sorts of stuff. It's just... insane.
I'm not saying that couldn't happen in New Hampshire.
Oh,
however,
sure.
Illinois, in the top five biggest government states out there in the United States, and I'm just wondering, you know, what's it going to take?
That's a good question.
And it's sort of nice that, you know, Land of Lincoln, that you're in one of the top five government states, you know, because Lincoln was one of the people who helped raise the bar for government abuse and tyranny. So.
And just wondering here, Xander, what's it going to take? I mean, really, what is it going to take that Illinois has to do in order for you to say, you know, that's it? Because everybody's got their line.
Right. Screw this. I'll take whatever job I can get.
In other words, we're lonely here, man. Join us.
I'm not pushing him. I could honestly care less whether Xander moves or not. I mean, I think that that's the best thing to do for liberty. That's my opinion. However, I don't, like, where is your line, Xander?
I don't know, man. I'm not sure. I can't tell you right now.
Because I can tell you that you don't own a gun, do you?
No, I don't.
No, you know why?
Why?
Because it's impossible to own a gun in Illinois. If you owned a gun, they'd put you in prison for the rest of your life.
That's true.
Yeah, and here in New Hampshire, anybody can own a gun, and you can have a concealed permit for $10, and they have to issue it to you if you're over 18.
Yeah.
If you don't wear your seatbelt in Illinois, they're going to give you a ticket. It's probably going to be $200 after they charge you a fee on top of the ticket. You know, here in New Hampshire, you can ride without one if you want. In Illinois, you pay an 8% sales tax. Here in New Hampshire, there is no sales tax.
It's 8%? Wow.
I think it's 8%. In Illinois, you pay an income tax on top of that sales, or before that sales tax. You don't
state
pay?
Income
yeah,
tax?
Yeah, of course there is.
That's a bummer.
Yep, that job's awesome when you have to pay the state sales tax with a two. And the bigger the salary you pay, you have to, the bigger the fee you have to pay the federal government in order to live in their country.
It is something to think about, Xander, and I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for making it, and thanks for putting up with us. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free.
Everybody's got
their priorities.
The reason that I signed up for the Free State Project is that I understood that there was simply nothing that could be done for liberty unless people moved to a geographic area. You know,
I believe it firmly. I believe that to be the case.
I'd love to see some other idea work out. I just don't see it happening.
I'd be happy to be proven wrong.
I'm sort of reminded, you guys, that you know how we started the program talking about the very important story about Kanye West and Beyonce and what's the country singer's name?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, yes. What I found quite interesting was as all these rappers and different people get up there, they're swearing their heads off. I'm watching cable TV, but of course it's basic cable, and they're bleeping it. They're bleeping it.
Well, yeah, MTV's like that. I mean,
right.
They'll bleep out and censor words like that.
Right. Now they haven't started doing this on cable, but on the broadcast networks, if that sort of thing were going on, Janet Jackson was performing last night. She kept all her clothes on, and maybe perhaps in honor of her deceased and brother, I don't know what the deal is in there. But, you know, if that had been on CBS or something like that and they had missed one of the bleeps, hey, it happened to Fox when they had some awards on the Grammys and Bono said the F-bomb.
Yeah.
And they got fined, you know, however much they were going to fine them. So I thought to myself, why don't those people who are there or people who are watching, why don't they understand? For example, I'll give you another example. There was a PBS documentary show on George Carlin, okay? And they're showing the George Carlin 7 dirty words routine.
Without bleeping it.
It was live at Lincoln Center, this PBS show. Mm-hmm. They were bleeping it in the auditorium.
That's funny.
Because they knew it was going to be on television.
Wow.
So you think about where
Carlin himself was being censored.
Carlin is dead, right? It's an honor thing.
It has
Dennis Leary. I should have specified. It has Dennis Leary. Has all these great comedians on. And I think it was Dennis Leary or somebody. I think it was Dennis Leary said, isn't that a little weird that we're playing this thing in honor of George Carlin?
Yeah, that's sad.
And we're bleeping it in the auditorium. You people can't even hear it because this is going to be on TV. And it's such a great statement. Why can't leftists, they're always talking about freedom of speech. Why can't they understand that freedom of speech also has an economic aspect to it? Everything has an economic aspect to it. Economics and freedom go hand in hand. If you are unable to exercise your voice on government-run television, that has an economic context to it. If you're unable to spend your money the way you want to, it's no different than not being able to speak the way you want to. Why can't they make this stinking connection? When they're watching the Grammys, when they're watching these shows, why can't they say, hey, guess what? Government stinks all over. I don't get it.
Carlin must have been rolling in his grave on that one. 800-259-9231. Because, you know, they could have gotten away with it on PBS. If they'd wanted to, they could have gotten away with it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Frontsight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to Frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to Frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
Dan Garth.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies, they've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Also, validated videos accepted now at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is Shrine. www.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you the opportunity to get very good rates on silver and gold. This is not the sort of silver and gold that you buy that you just have numbers on paper that's sent to you on a monthly basis. This is kind of silver and gold that you can hold in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
We're offering the Lakota Nation Silver Round for $22.30, the Walking Liberty Half at $8.69, the British Sovereign at $288, that's for a quarter ounce of silver, and a couple other things. You can go over there to gold.freetalklive.com and check it out. It's gold.freetalklive.com. I pick these out myself because I like them.
All right, the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. We go ladies first to Rhonda in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rhonda. Hey, Rhonda, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, gosh, you wouldn't believe it. I just got back from Washington. I mean, there's so much on my mind, it's hard to believe. Tonight, I finally, for the first time, listening to your live streaming news, and it's awesome. I wanted to make a few comments.
Sure.
Particularly, I've been, it was like 15 years ago, I started asking myself some serious questions about what was going on. Let's just say 20 years ago. You know, when they made laws in Florida that kind of made the manatee more important than my kids and ran on the river water stream. We're in big trouble. Okay, so that's when I started looking at it. And I, after they reelected Clinton the second time, I went to Hawaii to surf for 6 years because I decided that the American people were just too stupid to pull their heads out of their butts. And I figured, I'm out of here. I'm taking off. And I left for 6 years, and I'm back now. I bought a house. And I'm pretty much losing everything I have, but that's okay. So I went to Washington Saturday, and there were 1.5 to 2 million people there. I mean, it was total gridlock. It was awesome.
Now hold on. The AP, and I want to thank you and congratulate you, because I was going to go down myself. I like the energy behind this. It's kind of neat. In fact, it's really neat. There were only a few tens of thousands there, because that's what the AP said. There weren't clearly you were adding. You must have been seeing maybe you were drunk or high on drugs. You saw
something. Yeah, I was tripping on mushrooms. Actually.
There you go. You see? You see? Okay. Thank you very much. So we've got to clear there about 20.
They put it in the water. You see, I didn't take them myself. I mean, somebody put them in the water. I must have been tripping, right?
So you and your weird radical friends showed up. There were like 25 people. And So sorry to interrupt your story.
What was going on? I mean, we haven't heard from anybody that was actually there. You're the first person to call in about it.
What was going on there? It was incredible because there were so many people. And, I mean, it was such a beautiful event because it multifaceted. I mean, there were old men. There were old women. There were black men. There was a black man I stood next to holding a sign that said, in Jesus' name, right in front of the Capitol, huge. And I stood next to him. He was holding it up.
Now, what was it all about? I mean, what would you say the purpose of this was?
The purpose of it overall, and talking to everybody, everybody is fed up. Just set up, sick and tired of the lies and the crap that the government and that the media and that the the institutions in America are feeding us. Everybody's had it. At least these people have.
Okay.
But my concern is, we're 1.5 to 2 million strong right now, and then you think there must be 100 people behind each one of us that stood there that believe the same way. There's probably 100 million people in America that really are over it. That's a third of the people. That's
so
exactly
what are they? Just a little more point. I just don't mind me asking questions. I'm just trying to wrap my head around this and understand exactly what was going on. So they're fed up with the institutions. What do they plan on? Were there any concrete plans being thrown around as far as what to do about it?
We have a lot of concrete plans. I mean, like within our group, we have a muster organization that we're forming. I mean, we're planning. We've got backup plans for our plans. Okay.
A what organization? I'm sorry. What was the word?
Well, it's America's New Minutemen, for instance. It's a mustering.
What's that mean?
It's to muster like the original Sons of Liberty. Okay. In other words.
So you're gonna tar and feather some people?
Well, if all hell breaks loose, let's put it that way. We're not gonna lay down. We're not gonna be the passive little sheeples that the government would hope for
us
to be.
Really? So you're going to pay taxes next year?
No.
Really?
I quit paying my house payment, actually, because you know what? It's going to take 2.5 to 3 years before they ever get me in front of a judge.
You quit paying your house payment. Now, didn't you agree to make that payment? I mean, I understand not paying taxes. You never agreed to pay taxes, but you did agree to make that house payment.
I agreed to make a payment that has gone up $350 a month because of the property taxes and my homeowner's insurance increases. So, no, I didn't agree to pay the amount I'm paying.
Also, let's not forget that before she decided that she was going to stop paying, that the bank that likely the bank that she owes the money to decided to take a big bailout.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
From all the taxpayers who didn't have a choice.
Precisely.
Okay.
She's
Countrywide
already given
mortgage
money.
That got bailed out by Bank of America. Countrywide is a predatory lender. You know, I've done my homework. I've done my research. I've collected my files. I know what I'm talking about. It's like, you know what? They are not going to Shanghai me. I'll go buy my house back on the courthouse steps, and I'll save myself $47,000. Thank you very much. Okay?
Do they let you buy your own house in a foreclosure?
Well, they won't let me refinance, correct?
Well, they will now.
They'll
change their mind once you stop paying.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They keep telling me. I contacted them for 8 months straight, and I said, look, the economy is bad. There's 15.5% unemployment. I'm making half the money I used to make. My business is basically done. I'm going to go take a job in a restaurant. I'm making $8.50 an hour cooking, right?
Good for you.
Because I know that I'm going to have to at least feed myself and feed my son and put gas in my car so I can hopefully go out and find more work.
Make sure you put some money away, whether you put it away in Federal Reserve notes or put it away in gold and silver. You need to have some money for when you do make a deal to start paying again.
Exactly. So that's what I told him. I said, well, I'll tell you what. Since you won't refinance, you say you can't work with me. I said, I'm just going to keep my money. I'll save it. And I says, and when we get before a judge, he says, I'm sure we'll be able to make a deal. And if not, I'll be able to find another property out there that somebody else got foreclosed on, and I'll buy something that's worth the money I pay for it. Because the property values, my assessed value right now shows that my property was 50% of what it was when I bought it.
And it's probably only worth 50% of that assessed value, too.
So how many? So you're saying people are fed up, they're sick and tired. You say you've stopped paying, have you stopped paying federal taxes?
Yes.
Okay.
I told everybody 5 years ago it's time for a tea party.
Good for you. You really are a doer. I'm glad to hear from you. Now, how many people do you really feel like are as upset as you?
A lot of people are as upset as me, but you know what? This is what I do know, and then it's unfortunate, and I've been saying this to people. I said, you know, I told some guy today, you know, I really don't want to hear anything you have to say anymore. Because every time I see you, you're sitting in a car, you're sitting at a table feeding your fat face. I never see you anywhere. I don't see you at the protest. I don't see you doing anything. But every time I see you, want me to give you money, for somebody who you say you're backing up and who's profiting from it the whole time.
Rhonda, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Well, maybe there is something happening out there.
Changing.
Maybe there is something happening. Oh, we'll see. We'll see if, you know, they start trying to vaccinate people or force people into this healthcare paradigm, whether they'll go along with it or not. I hope Rhonda's right and there are more people out there like her. It's Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished you didn't have to push that shopping cart all the way back to the store, or didn't have to make so many trips to get the groceries out of the house? Or excuse me, out of the car into the house. For the last month or so at my house, we've been using Totesac. They are a handle made of 100% recycled material, designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to Totesac.com. It's spelled TOTASAK.com and get a family pack today. It's Totesac. They can carry more than you, a lot more. Totesac.com.
We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. We go to Alex in Pennsylvania. Alex is gone. Let's try Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Gosh, just like the last caller, many things. I just want to say that some of the callers have been great tonight. You've had the guy, Vietnam vet. I am of that same age, and I've been asking myself the question about war and, there's been all this talk about, how the Clintons and the Bushes and all these other, what they call them, chicken hawks, are all drumming for war and then, not having gone themselves. And I'm just thinking, they're the smart guys. They didn't go. there hasn't been a war, since mostly the Revolutionary War, as far as I'm concerned, that we should have been involved in. Everybody says, we couldn't let Hitler run crazy. But the fact is Hitler wouldn't have even come about if we had not involved ourselves in the First World War.
Yeah, and when you say we, you mean the United States government.
Yeah, the American, government is certainly not me. I'm sorry. Thank you for that correction.
No problem at all.
And the fact is that, the Civil War was, Americans killing Americans. No, for what?
It's really an insult to call that civil.
Right.
Really
for a, that's what they call it. But yeah. For a jurisdictional convention, come on, folks. Let's wake up and smell the tyranny. We're watching this stuff go on. Everybody was voting in the Democrats, thinking that they'll stop these wars.
And yeah. Mark just told me that they're now invading Somalia. Is that true, Mark?
We're at war again with Somalia. Again.
By we, you mean the United States federal government, because I, for one, like Somalians as far as I'm concerned. I've got nothing against them.
Stop paying your cell phone taxes.
Or going after the pirates or whatever, because they're having a hard time.
No, something else, right? Is it the pirates that they're going in there for?
I haven't been able to read the entire story. You can go to anniewar.com, and that's where you get the best news. Likely it's about the pirates to some extent. The United States government doesn't like the idea that Somalia doesn't have a centralized government, and that the pirates are going out and attacking shipping.
And by the way, congratulations and thanks to antiwar.com and to you guys for being consistent. All the left-wing people who are opposed to George Bush's intervention in Iraq and so on, and all, they're killing people there. They're suddenly, I don't know if they've had their tongues cut out with the new Obama surgery program or what, but they're not speaking out about what's been going on in places like Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Somalia. But Antiwar, Scott, and all those guys have been doing a great job.
Dan, thank you for the call tonight.
Well, Wait a minute. Wasn't complete here. I just want to say that I think that we've got to encourage people to understand that when they join the service and then they pledge to the Constitution, by joining the Army, in fact, they're violating the Constitution. There was never supposed to be a standing army.
People will argue all day and all night about that. But
I understand how you feel about the Constitution and much agree with you. We aren't a party to
They're going to just say it's your interpretation that there shouldn't have been a standing army.
Yeah, but it's not. It's the founders' interpretation.
I tend to agree where you're coming from on that. But what can you do, right? Thank you for the call, Dan. Let's talk to Hunter, who's also in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Hunter.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to call and share a little project I've been working on and Stand and Unite.
Yeah, I heard something about this. It's an organization bringing other liberty-minded groups together under the same tent kind of thing? Or what is it?
Yeah. One of the things I've been that's been really bugging me for quite some time is how we have all this freedom, organizations and movements and everything, yet we have a hard time coming together and really helping each other grow. So I created Stand and Unite so that we could have a place where, a hub where, you can find websites, you can find Facebook groups and causes and pages, and to where we can actively help each other grow the movement and really come together.
I think this is a great idea because there really is a lack of being able to know which groups are big enough and doing the right stuff and all these other things. At this point there are so many liberty oriented groups out there and they're springing up all the time that somebody needs to vet these for me because I don't know which ones are the right ones to be involved in and which ones aren't.
Is that what this is for? It's for vetting to make sure they're actually principled groups or what?
Yeah, I do my research.
Awesome.
Actually, what I do with Stand and Unite is I pick a website or a group that is about the same size as Stand Unite, and right now we have almost 4,000 fans on our page, and we network back and forth and help each other grow. And then, I just added Free Talk Live today.
And, thank you for that.
And as Stand and Unite grows, I'll be able to network with bigger organizations, and Free Talk Live will continue to benefit because they'll continually be featured there at Stand and Unite.
That
sounds like a good idea. How do people come about this? How do they find your website? What's the way to get there?
Right now I have the .com forwarded to a Facebook page, so they can go to standandunite.com.
Oh, okay.
And it'll take them right to the Facebook page.
What's it called on Facebook? Strictly Stand and Unite?
Yes.
Okay, great. Because I have Facebook open on one of my screens, so I'll just punch it in and connect with it. This is fantastic. Terrific idea. We've been needing this for a long time.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for putting it out there and you know, taking a risk and going out and doing something. Anybody that takes action is okay in my book, and I'm glad to hear. You know, and even if the organizations aren't the most principled, I mean, I did see, you know, for instance, the Campaign for Liberty in there. I don't know how they feel about immigration. I don't think they're on board with that particular issue. But anything that brings new people to Free Talk Live is useful, and that's what I was talking about earlier, is going to that protest in D.C., you're going to find a bunch of partisan, you know, hacks at a protest like that. But at the same time, you'll also find people like Rhonda that we were talking to earlier tonight, that people that need to find Free Talk Live, that are ready to find a message, a more principled message like they'll find here on Free Talk Live. So if Stand and Unite can help bring some of those people on board with understanding liberty even better from where they currently are, I think that's really useful.
Right. All of us started at a certain spot in the idea of a small government, and the idea grew. The simple fact that people aren't on board with every issue every time, I don't think is any good reason to ostracize them. I don't think it benefits. I think that, you know, you get the opportunity to talk to these people about your ideas, and if your ideas are good, you'll probably be able to convert more people than you can't.
Hunter, I notice you're in New Hampshire. Are you a Free State Project participant?
Oh, yes, I am, for about, 3 or 4 years now.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Congratulations. Yeah. So what made you make the move here?
Well, it was really simple. I heard about it, and I was beating my head against a brick wall for a long time, thinking I was the only one who cared about freedom.
Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, and come to find out, there was a whole group of people, and they were all getting together.
So has it been worth it? I mean, are you satisfied with your move?
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent. Good to hear from you. And Stand. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go quick.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's the long-term goal of Stand and Unite, is to get those 20,000 pledges.
Oh, thank you for that. Anything that can move us closer, I'm in full support of. So
I just want people moving here.
Yeah. Thank you, Hunter, for the call tonight, and good luck out there. StandandUnite.com sounds like a pretty useful service.
I should say I want liberty-loving people moving here to New York.
Yeah, I want people that love liberty to understand that in order to be free, they must allow others to be free, even the weird guy down the street. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this program, but enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. We'll try to sneak you in. It is Ian with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and special beta stuff. Whenever we've got something new with Free Talk Live, we always put it out to the Free Talk Live amplifiers first. So that's one of those other things that you'll get as a Free Talk Live amplifier that other people just, they don't have access to. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls. Corby is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Corby.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to know if you had ever covered the 1991 law that George Bush Sr. had passed that barred the networks from showing the soldiers, you know, caskets being showed on TV when they come home from being killed in service.
I didn't know it was a law. Well, I was aware of that as a policy, but I didn't know it was a law from that far that long ago.
Yeah, and it just recently, Obama administration overturned it. And what to me is kind of ironic is I don't even own a television, but like my work has one, and I pass TVs all the time, and I still do not see, you know, television stations showing the caskets come home, because like they were saying at the time, the law was passed because it was bad for morale to show the soldiers' bodies being dying. And to me, I would like to have seen one radio station or network television station with some balls to say, well, then don't send the soldiers over there to die if you don't want to show the, you know, their caskets, you know, on TV.
That's not going to happen. You're right. I mean, it would be nice if somebody would do that, but they toe the line. You might have seen that during the Bush administration, but now Obama's in, and I mean, they're all pretty much toeing the line. Maybe Fox would show the caskets now, whereas they wouldn't have shown them back when Bush was in. Because Fox is now all of a sudden, you know, the best network out there because, well, their guy isn't in office anymore.
Hey, and I got to say, you know,
hiring John Stossel. I mean, that's a good
thing. We were talking off the air about Stossel going over to Fox Business, and I don't know what you think about this off the air or on the phone or whatever. But I know that some people in the Liberty Movement aren't big fans of people like Glenn Beck or, you know, Rush Limbaugh or you know, Sean Hannity, and those guys sometimes they're inconsistent. But I really have to hand it to Glenn Beck, because he has been doing a very good job recently in really pushing people and getting people animated. A lot of what's been going on has had to do with him. His show is just getting massive ratings on Fox. He's going after people. And, you know, he's not with me 100% on a lot of the issues, but I met him. He's quite a nice guy, and he's working his tail off. So, you know, I'll take as much as I can possibly get from some of these folks over on Fox or wherever. You know what I mean?
Can I make one last comment before I go?
Sure.
Okay, just the you asked that last caller earlier to the show about where they draw the line of what they'll take from the government, and my answer was, I think one of your promo commercials, you talked to a lady who was going to outlaw fornication, and you asked her if she would be willing to outlaw masturbation. And that's the point where if we have to show up and get planted with our masturbation text counter, that's where I get a gun. I've never owned a gun in my life, but that's the place where I buy a gun if they start texting masturbation or making it illegal. So
I'm glad anyway. It's important enough to someone. Thank you so much for the call, Corby.
Stand unite.
800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Well, you're presuming he does it while he's standing up. Anyway, we go to Ryan in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey. I just wanted to call in and address one of the problems that I have with the Liberty Movement. And
yes.
You guys sort of in specific. But,
okay.
It's
have about
vaccines. I'm a big advocate for this sort of thing. I feel like it's one of the big positive public health things that we've done recently. And I feel like the Liberty
we've
Movement is really... I'm sorry?
We've done... You said it's something we've done.
Yes, I'm lazy, and I'm aware.
You mean...
That has been done in mid to late 20th century.
Okay, so you like vaccines.
Yeah, and here's my biggest dilemma about them. They're only really effective if they can cover a population significantly, you know, to a very, very large percentage. But I, being a liberty-minded person, have trouble requiring them. So I feel like it's beholden to me to attempt to convince as many people as possible through persuasion. But,
okay. Mark is here. He has a one-and-a-half-year-old
18.
Son. And he's not going to be vaccinated.
At least he's not going to be vaccinated today.
So
that's fine.
Now you have to persuade
it's
Mark.
Not
go
fine.
Ahead.
Well, go ahead.
No, now you can persuade Mark.
Absolutely. Well, first off, I have a 6-month-old who is fully vaccinated currently. And
does it bother you? If I could ask a question here, does it bother you that the amount of vaccinations have gone up over the last 30 years, and that they want to give them to kids at like 8-pound, 6-pound kid? You're talking about this vial of vaccines. It's a significant percentage of their body weight. Does it bother you at all?
Have you actually seen the vial of vaccines they put in?
No. My child hasn't been to a hospital.
That's fine. I appreciate that that's your right to do. I think it's a bad idea, but
people die there, you know.
Well,
absolutely,
yeah,
they do.
Places full of MRSA. People have parts rot off in those places.
The personal question about getting your child vaccinated or not vaccinated, that's something to consider or not consider on a personal basis. My question to you would be, for example, you sort of said, I'm sort of on the fence here. I don't want to misconstrue what you said, but as a person who embraces freedom and the freedom philosophy, you were saying that the vaccinations are a good thing the government has done. But I would ask you, do you think that it, A, could be done better if it were done privately? If, for example, if there weren't a consortium of businesses which were only given the license, only 5 businesses that are given the license to come up with the vaccines every year. They don't come up with the right amount. They don't come up with what the market really wants. Sometimes they come up with the absolute wrong strain, as they did last year, and everybody gets shots, and it turns out it's a different strain that everybody goes for. Or they come up with something that kills more people than the virus actually kills itself, such as under the Ford administration when they forcibly vaccinated.
That's a lie. You're telling a vaccine lie, Gardner.
Or, for example, the swine flu that they tested in England, the swine flu vaccine they tested in England, which has some neurological effects on it. So
more lies.
The first question would be, do you think that a safer paradigm, a voluntary paradigm, would get the job done just as well? And if it doesn't, then isn't it just their own people's own fault that they don't get the shots or get involved with insurance companies that work with flu vaccine manufacturers in a private way, if we could have that?
First off, let's divide this conversation into two forks, because there's two very separate areas of vaccinations. And the first one you have is the childhood disease vaccines. And the other one is the flu vaccines, which
understood and concurred.
Sort of two very, very different discussions that have a tendency to get mixed, which really muddies the water for both discussions. But so for flu vaccines, there's a lot of things plus and minus to be said about them. I am not particularly rabid in any direction in that area.
Mm-hmm.
The childhood diseases, at this point, it's amazing. And the fact that people are so quick to start looking at these one in a million, sometimes literally, adverse events, shows how successful the whole thing has been throughout history. Because these are some seriously nasty diseases.
But most of the childhood diseases that we're talking about here were diminishing in their occurrence prior to vaccination. A lot of people would claim that it's actually, hygiene and cleanliness, enclosed sewers and things like that that were, causing this. And a lot of them, like, for instance, tetanus, where was the last reported case of tetanus in America?
I don't have the tetanus data in front of me.
That's because there's darn little of it.
That's fine. Actually, I meant to look into that before I called.
Tell you what, you should do that and call back another time. You guys can continue having it out on this. We're short on time. I thank you for the call tonight. Let's go quickly to Russell.
Somebody called in on it.
Russell in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Russell.
Yes, sir. I was just looking at Wikipedia, and I'm sitting here reading about imperial cults. Yeah. It's basically like the cult of personality.
Okay, cult of personality.
Yeah, and I was reading about, like, the ancient kings are called god kings, you know, and how they claim the divine right to rule over men. And I'd have to agree with George Washington whenever they broke away from that, because I can't picture following a man which is feeble and all of these things and following him blindly. And that's just what I wanted to say.
What if it's several men? Would you follow several men blindly?
I would, is according if they had a say in their government.
It seems to me that its government is the ultimate cult. I mean, people believe in this, this fictitious concept that somehow institutionalizing violence over peaceful people is somehow going to make life more peaceful. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We're out of time. Vinny, I'm here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.